Hi, I'm Casey Rogers, and I will be interviewing Ms. Susan Gibson for the history assignment, What Role Do Bookstores Play? Hi, Ms. Gibson. Let's start off by asking where you are from and how old you are.
I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina, and I'm 53 years old.
All right, great. So for this interview, I would like to start by asking some questions about the role of bookstores. First, how long have you been reading, and why did you become interested in reading?
I've been an avid reader since high school. And I started reading because I wanted to become a faster reader, and then I just happened to fall in love with reading, so I just continued.
Have you always gone to bookstores, or do you also go to libraries?
I also go to the libraries. If I'm looking for a certain author, I like to go to the library to see what other books this author has written.
What especially do you like about bookstores, and could you possibly give some examples?
I like that the bookstores have easy accessibility to books. They have a large selection, newer selection than the library does. And I also, buying books for me to keep in my home library, I like to go do that. And I also like to go to the bookstore to look at travel books, to dream about where I would like to go visit sometime.
Also, what bookstore do you go to most often, or which one is your favorite?
I go to Barnes & Noble.
And why do you choose Barnes & Noble? Is there some type of reason?
I do because it happens to be the one closest to my house.
And how often do you go to bookstores?
I go to bookstores several times a month. Depends on if I'm looking for something or not.
And how long do you spend in a bookstore or at Barnes & Noble?
That also depends on what I'm looking for. If I'm just there just to look around, I might spend a few hours there looking at different types of genres and seeing if there's anything I could be interested in reading. But if I'm there just for a specific reason, I'm there less than an hour.
And what genres of books are you interested in reading?
I like reading mysteries and historical romances. My favorite mystery author is Mary Higgins Clark, and I just finished reading all the Outlander books by Diana Gabaldon.
And have your taste of genres changed over time? If yes, how come?
I used to read a lot of, when I was younger, I used to read a lot of Nancy Drew and stuff like that. And then in my early 20s, I read Tom Clancy and Stephen King. And definitely in my interest in genres have changed over the years and more mature and different things.
Good. What does the word bookstore mean to you?
A bookstore is a place where people can go for new adventures. I also feel it's a place that has something for everybody, whether it's a romance novel or book about sailing, or they have magazines, all sorts of things that you can really get interested in.
Good. What do you think is the role of a bookstore?
I feel the role of a bookstore is to provide all kinds of reading material for all people of all ages. You can find books on cooking, history, historical figures, romance, self-improvement, health, college prep, and so on. And if you can't find what you're looking for, the bookstore will help you. It's a great source of endless information and learning.
Do bookstores play a role in the community or in your community?
Yes, I feel that bookstores play a role in my community. They're a place for the entire community, young and old. They have many bookstores have reading time for children, and they have greet and meet with local authors or authors that come in from out of town. And they have a lot of the bookstores in my community work with the local schools to provide reading support.
Do you think that bookstores play a role in today's technology world?
Yes. I think they encourage people of all ages to read and expand their horizons. Having a bookstore lets you see all the different genres that are available. By going to a bookstore, I can stop and read through a variety of books and authors. I can look at different authors that write books about the genres I'm interested in. And the bookstore is always great about helping. They always give you a little thing when you get a receipt about any books that it might be from different authors in the genre that you're reading.
Since a lot of things changed over the years, how do you think bookstores today differ from one 20 years ago?
I think the bookstores today are a lot bigger. I think they're a lot more commercial. They have a bigger selection of reading, and they don't just sell books. They sell toys. They sell music. They have videos. They have books on tape. They have they offer coffee and other food, and it's a great little meeting place for people if they're doing a school project, whether it's in high school or college.
With today's technology, do you still go to bookstores since they have created Kindles and access to online books?
Yes, I still go to the bookstores.
And which do you prefer?
Over the past few years, I prefer the Kindle because it's easier to transport and I can have many different types of books on it. But I still like to go to the bookstores to look at different genres of books to see if anything piques my interest.
Have bookstores adapted to the change in technology?
Yes.
And how do you think so?
I think they try to appeal to both hardback and online customers. Customers who prefer a hardback or a paperback book can buy it at the bookstore or they can order it on the internet. They also can order an ebook through the internet also. And the bookstore will help you with anything that you want.
Do you think that children or young adults would appreciate a bookstore more than finding a book online?
Yes, I think that they would appreciate a bookstore more than finding a book online.
And why do you think that?
Well, I think this is really important for young children, because young children like to have things in their hands and look at pictures and things like that. And you can't really get that on online books. And I remember when I would read to my own children and then see the excitement in their faces as they held a book in their hands while listening to me read them a story. They couldn't wait to turn the pages to see what's going to happen next. I think giving a child a book to hold opens a new adventure for them that they can physically see and touch as they're reading the story. That's very different than looking at it on the computer, like I said before.
Okay, and the last question we have for you. Do you think there will be bookstores 10 years from now?
Yes.
And why do you think that?
I think there'll be bookstores in 10 years, but I don't think there'll be in 20 years. I think with the continued advancement of ebook technology that you can get on your own Kindle or your own device or you can get from the library and borrow it, that major bookstores will not be able to compete and that only small independent bookstores will be left.
And that's all we have for you. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate this information and insight you have given me on this topic. Thank you again.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help.